What is social anxiety? During childhood, we learn who we were supposed to be and how we're supposed to act. When you spend the day in school, in class, this means you're a student, so you're not alone. But you're surrounded by people, and some of them are your friends, some you don't know at all, and some you don't like, or some may not like you. From the very first day of school, you watch and you learn what's expected of you. Now, you get the idea from a certain response fits or makes sense with your learning to be a student, or you also learn that what doesn't fit. Let's talk about a typical situation. You might look around and ask yourself, what do other people do? What do they think? What do they say? You might think, what do they think about me? Maybe, what do I do? What do I think? What do I say about them? What do I think and say about me? That concept of just constantly internally evaluating the situations in yourself. Then we have a normal anxiety response to that situation. I do what I think other people will think is cool, smart, tough, and hopefully this fits with who I am in the other areas of my life as well as who I want to be with my friends. Or maybe an unhealthy anxiety response. We skip class because we're afraid of people not liking us, or we sit in the back of the room and hide because we think people are making fun of us. Whatever you think about, we know that anxiety triggers a lot of different responses for us. Let's talk about an event-related anxiety. An event-related anxiety may have occurred at some time in your life. Maybe you fell out of a boat and hit your head, so now you feel anxious when you're around boats and water. And these events are situations that you don't have control over and they happen to you, so your brain creates a message to be anxious when it senses that something's going to happen again. We learn meaning from everyday experiences and from special events. Like during a fire drill, you get up, you go outside the building, and its usual meaning is another stupid fire drill. Yeah, we get a break from class. But if one day you smell smoke and you hear fire trucks coming, wow, it's not a drill. Now your brain is more alert than usual, and there's a fire in the room, and Joe actually set his shirt on fire while playing with a lighter in the back of the room. You start looking around, where's the fire extinguisher? So this is a special event. From now on, everybody's going to have their eyes on Joe when he's around. Then we have anticipation anxiety. Oh, the test is on Friday. The test will be more difficult because I don't like math. You think the teacher's boring and you didn't study much and math is hard for you. Now you feel uneasy and worried about the bad grade you'll probably get. You have choices. You could study more, or you could live with the feeling of anxiety because you anticipate a bad grade. Then we get into chronic anxiety. Some type of anxiety accumulates over a long time. Let's say a friend dumped you when you joined the volleyball team instead of staying with the soccer team. You see this person every day at lunch, and they stare at you, and they talk to the people at their table about what a jerk you are. Every day you feel frustrated and lonely when it's time for lunch, and eventually you find yourself avoiding the lunchroom and eating in the hallway by your locker. I think you can see how situations could add up. Here's another one. Maybe your parents are stressed with finances. You hear them arguing. Seems like they argue almost every day. You don't want to hear it, so you feel angry at them. And after a couple of months, you're angry when you think of money, and you feel bad about asking them for anything. Again, over time, your anxiety has grown, so you try to avoid the cause of it. But you find yourself feeling bad when you deal with something that reminds you of it. So we can see how chronic anxiety can hang around. Okay, we've looked at social anxiety, event anxiety, anticipation anxiety, chronic anxiety. These are the ways that your adaptive responses to anxiety gets created. We'll work through the anxiety from each kind of stress that's made an impression in your brain. And in this process, we'll learn what your brain does with these types of anxiety experiences and how to change it. Don't worry, there's no test on types of anxiety coming up, no test at all here. So time to get to work. Let's take a look at this. To get started on your anxiety, let's talk about the stress scale. This list is going to show you how your feelings of anxiety escalate from mild coping behavior around small triggers to a level of active management on up to the highest level when things get out of control for you. The goal here is to become aware of anxiety at all levels and to learn your individual stress responses. The stress scale begins at level 1 and goes up to 10. And as anxiety builds, your mind and your central nervous system work to tolerate it or to lower its effect physically and mentally. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good based on our choices. So at different levels, coping will be different for different purposes. At low levels, the process isn't painful. It might be a little uncomfortable as you try to cope with the stress, but it's manageable. When you get to level 5, your awareness of having to cope in order to feel in control is very high. And then when you get to level 6, you've lost your ability to cope and have begun to struggle with reactions in a way that don't even feel right. We won't even talk about levels 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those are the ones they really get out of control. Many emotions and behaviors come into play along the scale, such as anger and sadness and depression and aggression. The adaptive behavior approach to lower anxiety works when you feel anxiety instead of avoiding it. And when you understand the reason you react a specific way, you need to feel anxious to work with it. As you're working with the stress scale and other exercises, use breathing, use movement, use visualization to help keep emotions at a comfortable working level. We'll talk more about those later. Okay, so to help you with this part of the form below, there's a list that starts at 10 and goes down to 1 to list your stressors. The top of the scale are behaviors that can become destructive to self or others. And the middle level is the experience of continuing to manage or try to control your emotions. Now, you can't be wrong in this scale. It isn't a test, so go ahead and give it a try and even make some notes on the scale to help you remember something for later. So on the list below, starting at 10, ask yourself, what's the worst anxiety that you felt this past week? What happened? What triggered it? What were the symptoms? What were the stressors? What did you do? There's no right or wrong item. Just type it in there. Now let's go down to 1. What's the happiest, the most relaxed that you felt this past week? What was going on? What was happening? How are you thinking? How are you feeling? How are you coping with all that? Let's go up to 5. When you felt pretty stressed out, but you handled it pretty well. What happened then? What was going on? How'd you think about it? How'd you cope with it? What'd you do?